So our next speaker is, I'm probably going to murder your name, Elena Piaconi, on capacity building on produce post-harvest management in Tanzania.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eleni Pliaconi, and I'm an associate professor at Kansas State University at the Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources. And today I'm going to talk to you about capacity building on produce post-harvest management in Tanzania. This is a project that we have with collaboration with the University of Sokolini, Agriculture University of Sokolini in Tanzania, and University of Florida. And the funding is coming from USDA through the Horticulture Innovation Lab from Davis. So, okay, let's get started. It's been identified that the post-harvest losses of fresh fruits and vegetables in Tanzania are varying from 20 to 50% depending on the crop. And also, our collaborators have identified some main reasons of those post-harvest losses that are related with limited post-harvest facilities, lack of technology and infrastructure, as well as access to knowledge related with post-harvest handling. So in order to address those needs, the main and overall objective of our project was to improve the capacity of the faculty and the support staff at Sokolini University in Tanzania on post-harvest management of horticultural crops, so they will be better equipped to train undergraduate and graduate students, as well as extension educators and farmers, and in general, all the stakeholders that are related with the management of fresh fruits and vegetables. So today I'm just going to tell you how we did that. Our project is separated in three areas. The first is related with education, the second one is related with extension, and the third one is related with infrastructure. So the first part related with education, we decided that it would be great to support the development of a master's degree in horticulture with emphasis in post-harvest physiology at the Sokolini University. So we would have more experts in post-harvest handling. Also, we wanted to be able to support the SUA faculty with skills that are related with curriculum development, teaching methods and pedagogy, as well as mentoring undergraduate and graduate students. So in order to accomplish those things, right now the master's is being developed and approved. Actually, we are at the last phase of approval, and we are hoping that we're going to have the first graduate students starting October 2019. Our collaborators, especially Rama, have been trained through University of Florida together with Steve Surgeon on curriculum development. So he was able to use his skills going back to Tanzania and contribute to the development of the master's. Also, he's been in several committees that are related with curriculum development. On his visit to K-State, we actually start the development of instructor guides, which is going to be used during the orientation of new faculty. And we did that with his input and the input from the other faculty at the university. And that instructor guide is actually provide the guidelines related on how to manage big classrooms, how to grade big classes, all about teaching methods. So this is another skill that we managed to provide through this program. A good outcome for us was the fact that Ramadani was actually contacted from another project in Rwanda, that they were also wanted to develop a master's. So we think that was a great outcome, because he's been a consultant helping them out with that. Moving forward to the extension part, We develop and deliver a short course on post-harvest management of horticultural crops, and that worked in two phases. The first phase was we are training the trainers, the extension educators, NGOs, all the people that were actually doing training. And the second phase was training the growers. And I'm going to give you some more details on both of those. So training the trainers, we did two of those five-day sessions in Morogoro, and we utilized lecture style and activity style training, so we would be able to provide the theory and then some activities that the trainers would be able to use as they were training their growers. This is some of the lecture topics that we covered, and actually this is part of the evaluation that we got back, so everybody was very happy, and they find everything really useful. So this is all the topics that we covered, and it was related with post-harvest management practices, product quality, harvest maturity, all the technologies that are coming from the innovation lab, packaging of fresh fruits and vegetables, specific post-harvest handlings for crops, as well as post-harvest diseases, food safety, and drying practices. And those are the responses that we got from the trainers as we were doing the training. And here are all the topics that we cover in terms of like demonstrating activities that those trainers would be able to use as they were like training their growers. So we covered the similar topics than the ones that we cover at lecture style. And as you can see here, everybody found them very useful and useful. So with this project, we managed to train 60 total individuals coming from government, private sector, and NGOs. Okay, so now I'm going to go to the training of the growers. I was not expecting that. Okay, sorry. I just lost my train of thought. The second part of that training was relating with the training of the growers. And at this time, we went to the growers. And we utilize our trained extension educators to help us go through with this training. And actually, I think that training was more rewarded. So we took the bus and we went to four villages in the area of Morogoro and four villages in the area of Firinga. You guys can understand we have a lot of work to do because those are the only two areas that we actually touch with this project. And this is one of my favorite pictures. This is actually an extension educator that we trained, and he is now training the growers by showing them how to use the refractometer. And the point I want to make out with this picture is that we actually provide the growers a point of contact. So they actually can go back to that person and ask information. We were there observing, but we were the support team. We were not really teaching. But we were there for them. So the trainers, I thought they were very confident because they had the ability to get back to us even during the training. So those are some of the topics. Those were the actual topics that we covered that day. It was a good collaboration between our people in SUA and the extension educators and the growers. The growers identified the products that they wanted to learn about. We picked the five more growing products at those areas, and we covered for a day those topics. And it was really, really rewarding. We were starting 9 in the morning, finishing up 3. They didn't want to do any break. They were just like, go, go, go. And the trainers were very good. And actually here, you will guys see, in the next slide, I have the evaluation of the trainers. So we managed in those two visits to cover 8 villages and 305 farmers. I guess there is more work to be done, But here is like the reaction of the growers. They actually were very happy about the material and all the topics that we covered. Those are the evaluation responses. We also wanted to see if we actually supported enough our trainers, and we did an evaluation questionnaire for the trainers there. If like the information that they got on the initial training was were useful for them, and as you guys can see, it was very useful. So they found that the short course prepared them, the materials we gave them prepared them enough, and the activities they learned was helpful to be able to perform the training. And they all said that that would help them a lot moving forward with their career and their work. So we were really happy about that. Something that didn't get the slides and I want to mention is like when we did the actual evaluation for the growers, we asked them what was the level of knowledge in post-harvest to begin with, and we gave them a scale from 0 to 5. So it was around 5 when we started, and came up to 8 when we were finishing with that. So we were really pleased, but we still analyzed the data to figure out if that's like significant or not, but we were really pleased with that. Moving forward, the last part that we did with this project was support SUA with infrastructure. And one of the things we did is we basically equipped and modified the post-harvest lab. So the faculty there will be able to use and perform experiments related with post-harvest handling. Unfortunately, I don't have the latest pictures of the lab, but Ramadani saw me and it looks really good. So super happy about that as well. Okay, I'm getting close to my end of the presentation. So we also incorporate the appropriate post-harvest technologies. Before, our collaborator from UC Davis, Dr. Agilos Velchaitis, managed to come through the project and help us establish all the low-cost technology that UC Davis is using, like the dryer and the zero-energy cooler, as well as the CoolBot. And we established that at the horticulture farm of SUA, I guess. Here you go. So now that is available there and able to be used from the students, trained students, as well as continue with the extension work. They're able to go and show the technologies and explain how it's working and how beneficial it can be for them. Also, they managed to develop a small packing house, which I'm not going to talk a lot about it because Ramadani tomorrow has a whole poster presentation about the whole logistics and how he put it, how they put it together and how well it's working. They have a lot of questions for different private sector asking how much it costs and if they can replicate it that. But it's basically shipping containers that has a receiving room, a grading room, and 2 cold rooms, which is very a good and cheap solution for the needs of for their needs. And with that, I want to thank all the collaborators and thank you all for your attention. And I'm ready to get some questions.
You have time for a question or two.
Thank you.